My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, there's talk of charity work and why Davin scammer Belinda loves cold showers. So listen and enjoy.
We know there's a chick involved.
Someplace.
We know there's a chick who's a mouthpiece. We don't know who's typing to me.
I don't know who you're still talking to.
But we know there was a chick involved.
There was at one point.
Yeah. Thursday, January 16th. So we're chit-chatting. I go, so busy, but so happy to see you. She goes, nice, but what are you busily doing? Working and doing charity stuff. She goes, I see. Nice to know. Why is that? Nice to see I'm not a lazy bum. She goes, nice to see you're doing charity stuff. Of course, you know I try to give back when I can with my energy and abilities. I don't know what I was working on. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, how are you today? She goes, doing quite good. Thanks for asking. Awesome. What is going better for you? She goes, how are you doing? I'm fine. I guess that's better. Okay.
Wait, I have to stop you for a second. I think the last time you brought up charity work, She immediately went to the money grab. She said, oh, that's really nice that you're doing that for them, but I need money too. Not in those words, but...
Well, wasn't the last time I was doing a charity... I don't even remember my own bit. Doing a charity grab was after the hurricane, and I was trying to... I wanted her to get me a picture with the orphan children, Agnes.
I know. But the last time you brought it up, when she was still in Agnes mode, you were saying, oh, I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. And she immediately went to, well, that's really nice that you're helping them. And you're like, what's up? And she's like, well, we could use help here. Basically. But now, I mean, maybe I stopped you prematurely, but it wasn't...
It's going to be the first time I've been stopped prematurely. Knock it off. Somebody's coming. My parents are coming.
And it's not me.
And my parents are coming. Put that away.
Sorry, put that away.
Put that away. That's going to go off.
Like a gun from a raffle. But the last time she went straight into that. Mm-hmm. So I'm... Please go ahead, because I want to see if she gets there.
I go, I like when you are happy. I worry about you. She goes, yeah, I know, and I care about you too. I go, I think about you a lot. She goes, wow, really? I didn't know that, but it's refreshing to know that someone thinks about you. How could she not know? Yeah.
What a stupid thing to say. Now I'm mad at her.
Because I tell her I love her all the time.
And you're talking to her all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you think about me? No. No.
But you know what? You got to remember, I'm not like most African men.
Really?
Well, no, because these women are second-class citizens. They're not really real people.
Yeah, I know.
In these African nations and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been sweet to her.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably a lot sweeter than most men in her life.
Even in my dickish ways.
I know. This is so sad, because I'm getting mad at fake Davin, and she's just like, you're the nicest man ever.
Well, sometimes she's like that.
I guess we have high standards.
Sometimes she gets mad.
Yeah, I know.
No, she's not pleased with me. I go, how did you not know that? You think I spend hours on Facebook chatting with people I don't care about?
Yeah.
I'm still wondering how on earth you could like a cold shower, LOL. She goes, I know you think about me, but I didn't know you think about me a lot. I take cold showers because the weather is hot.
Yeah.
I go, I know, but still, brr. Well, guys don't usually like cold showers. It's an anatomical thing.
Did she get that?
Well, I have more. I go, I told you I love you. If I love you, wouldn't I think about you a lot? Do you doubt my sincerity?
Mm.
She goes, it's not that, but I was taken by surprise when you said it.
Oh.
Well, because remember, I was a hard ass after the reveal.
Yeah. You were being, you know, a little standoffish.
Yes. Well, I had to be.
Yeah.
I had to be, because the character had to be. He'd just been hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, really, nobody would stick around
yeah.
unless they were completely in love.
Right.
I go, okay. I go, oh, maybe I love you more than you love me at this point. It is okay.
Wow.
She goes, you don't, because I love you more. Well, I go, why do you say that? She goes, because I love you more. I go, that's not an answer. Why do you think you love me more? She goes, or do you doubt it? I go, I know one thing. We are a nauseatingly sweet couple. How unbecoming, LOL.
You said it.
Even me was like, really? Yeah. Because I know I'm going to have to read this crap on the air.
I know.
And have to endure the barbs.
The whole Hallmark people are throwing up over this.
As well they should.
Yes, they should.
But this, but see, I need to show her this side of me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You have to balance it because she would have been long gone.
Right. Well, she hasn't gotten money yet, so maybe not.
Yeah.
But a real woman would be long gone.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to balance my so sweet, so compassionate, so devoted side
right.
to... Why'd you do this, 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 this? I'm drinking again. I might have cheated on you. You know, mm-hmm. still married, broke, life's a mess.
Oh, yeah. No. Because if it was all that, even somebody is like, who's like desperate to get the money would be like, this is not worth it. I just get pounded every day and not in a good way.
So she laughs. I go, if this keeps up, I will lose my edge and be terrible at my job. She goes, am I distracting you? I go, always. You are on my mind constantly. I either worry about you, long to be with you, or long to be with you in the more primal sense.
Oh.
You are a distraction I do not wish to give up. So that's kind of interesting. I read this now because you know what? She is on, this whole thing is on my mind a lot.
Yeah.
So that was probably more honest than I realized at the time.
You are always on my mind.
No, but the whole situation, wrapping my mind, the compassion, the real feelings, the knowledge that this is perhaps completely BS on both of our ends instead of just my end.
Well, and also keeping, like, a narrative going.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the storyline.
Oh, and that's when I'm doing long drives.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be thinking of, like, new radio games to come up with and all. Now I'm thinking three moves ahead.
It's like, well, okay, what's the next twist I'm going to throw at?
Yes!
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Because...
You have to keep ahead of her.
Exactly.
More.
So I tell her that. She goes, LOL, that's awesome. See, when you see something like that, that's like,
mm-hmm.
now it could be a dude typing it.
Yeah,
But it could really be like a cute girl. It's like, aw.
See, I'm picturing Dennis Rodman in a girl's outfit.
Oh,
typing.
That is awful. You just gave me a cold shower.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.